The Girl Who Loved Pots by Rosalind Cia. Chapter 1. May's Favorite Things. For as long as she could remember, May had loved pots. It didn't matter if they were big or little, round or flat, colored, black or gray. It didn't even matter if they were for boiling, baking, or frying. May just loved all the pots in her mother's kitchen. May didn't cook with the pots. In fact, she wasn't allowed to touch hot pots or go near the stove. Still, she did have May-sized oven mitts. Those she used for make-believe boxing and karate. The pots, well, they could be used for make-believe everything else. Naturally, May had other favorite things besides boxing, karate, and pots. Without a doubt, her most special thing in the world was spending time with her mother in their apartment. They would sit, talk, and share secrets. Though May always seemed to do most of the talking. She also loved Sunshine, her blue bunny. Sunshine had been around forever and was now a little worn. His song, "You Are My Sunshine," no longer played. But when May was sad or couldn't sleep, she would still squeeze him and hug him tight. Sometimes she would sing the Sunshine song herself. Now, there was only so much May could do with Sunshine or any of her other toys. That's why she liked pots. They could be used for almost anything. Take the round ones. Her mother used them for making things like spaghetti and boiling hot dogs. But for May, they were perfect for drumming. Then, there were the flat ones that May's mother called cookie sheets. Her mother used those to make things like buns, biscuits, and pizzas. Best of all, she used them to make May's favorite snack, chocolate chip cookies. But to May and Bear, they made perfect tabletops for their tea parties. Of all the pots, her favorites were those that fit on her head. She would wear them and march like she imagined her father the soldier did. Sometimes she'd sing along as she marched. Now and then, she'd pretend to be one of the ants from the counting song, "Ants Go Marching." But of all her favorite things, her most favorite was that her parents didn't mind that she loved pots. They even kept them within her reach, in the bottom of the cupboard. So whenever she wanted to, May could play and have as many pretend adventures as she could think up. Chapter 2, Miss Josephine. Then, one day May's mother had to leave her with Miss Josephine, the new babysitter. To May, she seemed awfully big and a bit scary. Even her purple bag was almost as big as May. Looking up, May asked her, "Are you a giant?" Miss Josephine laughed as she answered, "No, dear, I'm not."